call this October 23rd Federal Mineral Lease District Board to order. Our first item on our agenda would be public comment. Do we have any public comment today? Since the website's open, we're okay with that.
Well, if she can get it open, that's great. I'm going to have to try again. I'll let you know if I have any more problems.
Okay. If you need anything specific, just let me know. I can email files if you need something.
We'll check on that. We need to go ahead and adopt the September meeting minutes. John, do you have time to review those?
I didn't. I didn't say anything. I'd make a motion to approve the minutes I sent out.
I will second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda. Anybody get on? Is there anything that we need to remove or add to the consent agenda? We currently have a Duffer, Waldeck, Milburn, and Crone invoice, Dusty Reimer invoice, Hyde Bailey invoice, and U.S. Post Office renewal invoice.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we got somebody opposed at this point, huh? All right, Dusty, staff report is up to you.
All right. So we posted to our social media pages about the meeting minutes being posted, the meeting agenda posted, and that public comment request on the proposed 2020 budget. For media, we did post the notice in the Daily Sentinel about public comments, and it was posted and published on September 25th, 2019. Oh, for the budget. I should probably put that
right.
So, yeah. Grants requesting payment. At this time, there is none, but the East Orchard Mesa Fire Protection District is in the process of submitting their final, and then the Western Colorado Community College line worker grant is due this month as well. The invoices for Duffer, Waldeck, Milburn, and Crone for $160. Dusty Reimer invoice for services and supplies for $3,821.54. Ide Bailey for services for $2,001.51. And the U.S. Post Office yearly registration box renewal fee for $204. And our upcoming events is our November board meeting scheduled for November 20th. It is the week before Thanksgiving, and I just want to make sure that everybody is still okay with that date.
So far, it works
for
me. Okay. Subject to change.
Okay. Yeah. I will leave it until notified otherwise.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Okay. So that's our update for right now.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have to accept the staff report?
No, it's really not an action item.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to the financial thing.
Okay. So our fund balance in September is $1,286,605.13. Permanent fund was at $1,480,544.05. Grants outstanding still are $493,395.35. So received the grant for the $925,022.53. All of the expenses were normal expenses. Everything cleared the bank. And we did have an unrealized gain in September on the permanent fund. Overall for the year, we're up $130,000 for the unrealized gains. And we've realized about $4,000 worth of gains. Some interest or dividends for the year, $25,223. And we've paid out about $8,800 in investment fees. So, and then we've also paid out the full $1.824 for the contract expenditure to the county. The next page details out those grants that are still outstanding. So, like she said, the Western Colorado Community College is due, and we're expecting to pay out the East Orchard Mesa. This month, I also included, and I'm likes it, but that budget actual came out. So this is year to date through the end of September, and I'm comparing it to what the budget was for 2019. You can kind of see.
No, that's not the right one. Oh, I think it's in finances. I forgot about that one.
Is this the one?
It is.
No.
Oh.
That's the proposed.
Oh, proposed.
Sorry, I'm trying to think of where I saved
that.
Sorry,
do you want me to email it to you?
No, I have it. I'm trying to read. Is it proposed? Is it dry? It was budget to actual.
It was budget to actual.
Where did I put that?
I just think this was a helpful tool, so I wanted to see if
I know I emailed
it was helpful
you
to you, and we can start including that in the chat for you if you'd like.
If I could find it, I would say it's helpful.
There it is.
Like that.
I got it up here. September 19 budget to actual. Where did I save that to? I saved it somewhere. Okay, there we go.
So that way you can kind of see where we're at before the year.
Here we go.
Make sure we're not, you know, going over or bumping up too close to those numbers. On the budget, we have, so the reason why there's blank lines there, so under legal fees, accounting fees, contract services, the budget's not broken out that way. It's broken out as outside services for that 72.5, so that's why it's just showing that line.
Okay.
Same with the administrative expenses. But
right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Advertising, no.
Then there's advertising.
Yes, administrative, so then below there's a total. That 22.5984.
This one right here.
Yep, that's the total, and then the 3,500 is the budget, so we're
below that.
Yep, we're still okay. About $240 for administrative costs.
Would be very nice to include that.
Okay. I'll start including that. No question, and Chris, this might be for you. Should it be a part of the financials, or do you want me to include it as a separate, just kind of an appendix?
You mean the comparative budget to actual?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've just put it in your financials. I don't think there's any.
I don't think there's any reason why not. I've been
And they've included
other boards.
Yeah, we do it all the time, and I think about my own business. I mean, we do this, and so this it is a helpful tool for them to keep track of, for example, where our spending is, and you know, the one thing I always want to be worried about is making sure that our total expenses, administrative expenses, don't exceed the statutory cap that we have relative to our overall revenue.
No, I'm not aware of all of
it's 10%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a way that you can email me those statutory caps on any of those and I can include those as well?
Yeah, yeah, I'd be glad to. The main thing is the 10% and then the limitations on our contributions to the permanent fund, which we've been really hyper vigilant on. So I don't worry about that too much.
Yeah, if you could send those to
me. I will, sure.
Are there any questions?
Probably more important than some of the others.
Okay.
Well, I am the unused forfeited grant, the $51,000.
Yes. So
what is that?
We don't budget that in. So basically, those are grants that people applied for and were not awarded. I don't know what the proper term is, but they were awarded those grants and then didn't use them. So they're monies that we still have that kind of went back to us because they didn't fulfill their part.
Chris, do we have to eventually take action on those?
No, it's just
make them available again.
Well, it just comes back into the fund, and you can grant it out to somebody else the next cycle or not, however you want.
So we don't have to recognize them back in or do anything like that.
I don't think so. But I'm glad they're being tracked there, and I suppose if you dug down on the detail for that line item, you can see every contract that
yes.
where the it's it doesn't
it's
happen that
library.
Often.
Yeah, if you drill down in there, you can see which ones
came in under.
One of the things we've talked about, Dusty and I were just talking about it before the meeting, is that sometimes we have these situations where you guys make a grant award on a traditional grant, a large grant, and the requirement
mini grants.
Even on mini
Even
grants,
on
that's
mini
right.
Grants.
Yeah, we'll have a 30% match requirement. They'll submit, they'll say, okay, the city or whoever it is going to contribute 30% towards this project. And then what happens is the budget changes, like they get the bids back and it's lower. What I want to do for our contracts is to say that if you still have to meet that 30% requirement. So if the size of your project contracts, that could mean that the money coming from the district is less than the full amount. Because, you know, having a buy-in by the public entity is kind of important. That's at least been a policy that the board has wanted to encourage. And because otherwise you have that risk of somebody, they give you this really large project, you award them $100,000, assuming there's going to be a 30% match, and then all of a sudden the project isn't so big anymore, and they're getting the 30% is not being kicked in. So
we didn't have that provision before.
Well, it's
never
always
really come up in this scope before. The Grand Junction Fire Department just emailed me, and so their award, they had asked us originally in the fall, the estimated project was going to be about $260,000 for that, for the fire like the pad that they were going to pour with the cement. He said that they were late getting bids, and he just emailed me yesterday, mm-hmm. And said that the bid that they got was significantly under budget. They said that if it gets approved to the city council right now, it's looking at being $191,000. But they asked, oh yeah, it's a huge difference. And so he said that it hasn't gone through full approval, but they wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to affect the grant amount that we gave them. And it was special circumstances too, because we didn't award them that full $185,000 that they were asking. We gave them what was ever left over, which was less than the 70% anyway. And so I doubled up with Chris to ask, because I read through the contract again, and it didn't sound like they were going to change the scope of what the monies were going to be used for in the original grant proposal. They just didn't want to lose any of that money. And so he checked math too. We both checked math, and I was like, it's not my strongest suit. I just want to make sure we're all understanding. But we didn't give them 70%, but they're still required to make that 30, so we wouldn't be taking any of it away.
Yeah, they're contributing more than 30% at this point. Even with the smaller project.
Right. And ours still comes in under 70. Like, we're still on, if we had given them 70% of it, I think it would be 133,000 is what the math was, and we're only giving them 126. So it's a win for everybody, I guess, at that point. But the question was legitimate. So if it's a $100,000 project that comes in, are they still going to be required to, can they keep all of our money? Or do we still have to make that 30%, and then we reduce the amount? So
the other thing that could happen, and this has happened where the scope of work changes, is the applicant having received a grant and solicited bids and everything, and all of a sudden the project changes, they can always come back to us and request an amendment to their mm-hmm. grant agreement. And the board has traditionally approved if it seemed like it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. We've had people say, you know, like the airport, their project contracted, then they came back and asked for some other stuff, some different equipment, and we said, yeah, it's okay.
But if it went the other way, I mean, let's just say they put in for a $100,000 grant, which means they need to put 30 in.
Mm-hmm. And so then
if the project came in at $80,000, wouldn't they still have to put 30% of the 80 in?
And that's what we want to make clear. That's what I want to make clear.
So you want to change it proportionally to it.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And no matter what, they still have to make that 30%, and that they're not going to use our monies to overcompensate for that. They still have to pitch in.
I've heard that some of these public projects,
they overestimate
them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give themselves some room.
They give themselves some room. They figure they're not going to get 100% of what they're asking for, but so, you know, I
ask for the world and see what you get.
And that is often an issue. And I think that just being stewards with the public money, we should be careful to make sure there's enough of a buy-in from the grantee.
No matter what the number turns out to be, you're going to put in 30%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I want to make clear.
Right.
Do you have to vote on a change on the contract?
No. We'll talk about that next grant cycle. You know, this just came up yesterday when we were thinking. It doesn't happen. It's usually the other problem that they're going over, that the project is bigger than they thought. And mm-hmm. it's rare that it comes back the other way.
So. Let's see. Do we take action on the financials? We don't have to take action.
Yeah, I don't think you have to, except for the budget, if that's what you want to do on that.
We will move on to the budget then.
So I will say that we published the notice in the newspaper, the legal notice. It was included with your consent agenda, the copy of what the release was with the Daily Sentinel. It's been on our website, and I posted it on social media that we were seeking public comments. I got none.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I think we were pretty much in agreement on it. We had no other issues with it.
Unless our public has a comment.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have any money to give out, so it's not controversial.
Right. I was like,
go ahead and comment on
that. Yeah.
John, are you comfortable with the budget?
Yes.
So you want to give us a motion to approve that?
You want a motion, you said? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
We will make a motion. We approve the 2020 budget as presented.
And I'll second that motion. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I'll get you a resolution going with that, that Quint, you can sign.
They'll be in the meeting minutes anyway. Approved.
And a resolution to go with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll have the budget packet for November ready with the meeting minutes.
Great.
Okay. We're still on a schedule. I know.
Imagine
so
that.
Excited.
It's not like the 11th
so
hour.
So happy. Yeah. Makes me nervous that we get down to the wire. Okay.
Oh, with the budget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, our next item, approval of the $100,000 contribution to the permanent fund.
And that's for 2019. That was on the 2019 budget.
Right.
Amended budget.
Right.
We just didn't have any formal action. We had it listed, and we just wanted to see if you guys still wanted to move forward with a contribution.
Okay.
So that's why it's on there. If
okay.
you guys...
Do we need to take action on this?
Yeah.
If it's already on the budget? We
yeah.
Take action.
And what's the best vehicle to do that? Do you write a $100,000 check and have you sign it and move it to...
Rosecap?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we don't have electronic
do
transfer.
Check, so it's
mm-hmm.
Okay.
John, do you have any...
No.
So you just need to
comment on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion we contribute $100,000 to the permanent fund for this year, 2019.
I will second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Okay.
Review of the investment account. Are you going to cover that, Betsy? Yeah, I've got a copy of that. Matt's not here. I apologize.
Yeah.
I didn't respond to you when you
it's
asked
okay.
you any questions. I didn't have any questions.
Yeah, nobody had any questions. He couldn't be here. And so number 10 will... I put it on there, and I said that I'll continue to put it on there until someone tells me not to put it on there.
Sure.
And then I didn't realize Craig was going to be out of town. So at this point, it's kind of straightforward with the statement that we got. It's for the end of September is what these financials are for. I think yours were the same financials, weren't they? It's all
yeah,
the same numbers. Yeah,
there.
This just kind of, if you want to go through it and see the accounts of what we've got it in, the investment quantities.
And the gain was, the unrealized gain was what, 150,000?
130, I think, to date.
Yeah, to
market
date.
Appreciation and depreciation year to date is $134,499.59. Fees or other income expenses have been $8,878.16. And dividends and interest for the year have been $25,227.08. So.
On the financials, that $134,000.
Yeah.
Mine is broken out between realized and unrealized. So if you
okay.
add the two numbers on my financials, you get to that number.
Okay.
I was going to ask you about that, Nancy. I mean, the unrealized gain is just
is the
appreciation and value of the account where we haven't sold or a security or anything.
Correct.
It's the paper value increase. And the realized value is, I mean, are we... Are we liquidating securities or selling?
I think when Matt trades them, so if he decides to move us from one product to another, and he makes a trade, and then we get a gain on that.
That's the realized.
We have to show that as a realized gain.
I wanted to make sure I understood.
And he did make some trades the last 2 months. Like 2 months ago, he did. Mm-hmm. He started to make some trades, which is why we're starting to see some realized gain or losses. So.
Yeah, we hope no realized losses, but there may be some.
This is a really good reason, right?
Yeah, and then also the interest and dividends on the statement is they're mushed together.
Right here.
Why we break them out. It's not a huge.
Yeah, the interest was like a penny or 3 pennies this year. This month is 3 cents, but total between the two is year to date, $25,000. So right now the account at the end of September was sitting at $1,480,544.05, so change in value of $150,000 year to date.
So that that's to date value.
Yeah. That was the end of September, actually. So that was about 3 weeks ago.
Well, we did make up some stuff in September, didn't we?
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
He was hoping we had made it all up.
So. Yeah, so we're bouncing back. I don't know what it is right now, but we'll see. Don't look. Just keep going. So,
well, he's so restricted as to what he can invest in.
Right.
Yeah, he's not that restricted. We got a pretty broad list of things we can do.
Any questions on that? Or
no.
Any comments, concerns?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We'll move on. Number 10, we'll push forward to the next meeting. I don't think Craig's had a chance to look at that. I sent him some information, but I don't think he's met with Matt and discussed that in depth. I think he's reviewed some things. So we'll move that to next meeting. That brings us down to unscheduled business. Does anybody have any? Do we have anything we need to add to the agenda?
Nothing for me.
Hang on, just a second. I want to check some things right now.
What?
Well, we should be
done.
Okay.
An easy meeting. I'll have to tell Craig that we can get done in record time without him. Well, with that.
Do you want me to put those in the minutes?
I have a motion. We adjourn. I'll second that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 2:29.
Yeah.